are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
As we get into this segment right here, it is time for the Bible Corner. You are indefinitely tuned. You're definitely tuned in to Maranatha Drive right here on Adventist World Radio, SID Media. And as we go into this segment of the Bible Corner, we are looking this week, by the way, our theme being life, a sum of your choices. You know, sometimes one wishes that God could actually literally, like, just block all avenues that lead to bad choices. I think I've often said this, George Matheson's hymn, make me a captive, Lord, and then I shall be free. It certainly sounds like that would make life simpler, right? Or perhaps we can just refuse to make any choices at all and just go with the flow wherever it goes, or whatever will be, que sera, sera, as they say. Is that an option? That's what we're going to be conversing about, and joining us, of course, in this discussion is my pastor, Mfundisi Manyepa. Pastor Brighton, good morning. I mean, good afternoon. Hey, Bega, Alexin. How are you, sir?
Thank you so much, Derek. How are you, my brother?
No, doing all right, Mfundisi. Trust that you've been well. It's been a while since we spoke.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bounce, again, for joining us as we try to understand how choices can actually be a good thing, but sometimes they prove to be quite a bad thing. It's like, hey, if I wish I just didn't have these things. You know?
Indeed, man. You know, choices are good. You know, that's the most powerful gift that we have received from God, you know. Even though sometimes we regret the bad choices that we do. Yeah, you know, we tend to regret the bad choices that we do, and we are happy when we make good choices. So, you know, for God to allow us to make bad choices, it's a sign of love. You know, it's a sign that God loves us, and it's a sign that He wants our independence. You know, He is not there to trifle us. You know.
Even when He allows us to make bad choices, and Mfundisi, I mean, you would think that at least He'd say, Brighton, yeah, no, not that way, no.
Huh? Yeah, you know, it's very true. But that allowance, you know, for us to exercise, you know, our freedom, you know, to exercise our right to think and to make decisions. It's a sign that God loves us, you know, and He wants us to be human, you know, and not robots and not machines.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you would think freedom is being allowed to do nice things that you want, but even the bad things, right, are included in what freedom is all about. You must be able to do the bad as well. That's what free really, really means. Mfundisi, perhaps some of our listeners are thinking in here and saying, I've made bad choices, right? Been there, done that, like they say. Is that the end of the road, or is there a possibility to come back? I mean, I'm reminded of Esau, and he was like, I'm done. Or Cain is like, my sin, you can't forgive this one, Jehovah. Is it done? Can we ever, like, say we are done and decide this one was the worst of all? God can't even help you.
Yeah, you know, because we are talking in the context of God's love, you know, the choices are always in God, in the context of God's love. They have to show us the love of God, unless we choose to ignore them. But your question takes me to the issue of the prodigal son, you know, when Jesus talked about parable of the prodigal son. You know, he made a choice to go away from home, you know, and even if he made that choice to rebel, still there was a way of coming back. When he got back to his senses, there was a way of coming back. The father was always waiting for him to come back, you know. It's the problem is about the elder brother who are not ready to welcome those who are back, you know, who have made errors and are now coming back. So that parable depicts a picture, you know. You know why you asked me the question? It's because the church today is struggling, you know, is struggling to receive people who have made bad choices, and they're trying to amend their life, you know. People find it difficult to forgive people. But we, you know, forgiveness is, you know, comes from God, and that's why he always wants us to forgive one another, you know. So there is always a way of coming back, even after making a bad choice. By the way, When we make bad choices or good choices, we have made an experience and we are growing. That's the recipe for growth.
You know, funny say, I think that's something we always need to be reminded to say. Bad choices are actually what we sometimes can be utilized for growth there, because sometimes we forget and we think just useless, especially as parents in this modern day and age. You know, a kid does this thing at school, gets kicked out, expelled, and we think, ah, worst of the worst. In fact, you're no longer my child, especially with the teenage pregnancy thing. We see this a lot, especially in the traditional African homes, where the parent will now kick out the child just because they did this thing. Yeah, it's a mess. I don't deny it, but I mean, like you're saying, that's why we have churches, right? It's a symbol, it's a signifier that we are needing to come back from life's choices. Muruti, we just got a question coming in.
You know what, Derek? That example that you've just given has reminded me of myself. I was kicked out of three different schools in my high school.
And now you're a pastor.
In Form 1, just in Form 1, I was kicked in two schools. I was kicked out of two schools, you know. And, you know, when I look back at all these experiences, you know, sometimes I laugh at myself, you know. You are talking to a drug addict,
wow.
You know.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, and here I am today, you know. So I want also to extend this to the listeners today that, you know what, we make choices sometimes as we grow, and those are actually, God is allowing us to go through those experiences for us to be who we are today, you know, or tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. That's what really prepares us to be who we are tomorrow. I think the challenge, Mfundisi, is that sometimes in making these bad choices, and thank God for your testimony, right? Where you in fact, even you're the epitome of what that previous question was about. Some of bad choices, you get a bad choice, but that can actually make you who you are in terms of coming back and how God can bring you back from that. But sometimes people go into those bad routes, pick bad friends, and they are gone for life. And that's where the challenge, I guess, comes from. I mean, we've got a comment coming through from one of our listeners saying here, as a parent, if I don't give my, I mean, actually, I don't give my toddler a choice to touch a hot stove. Say, no. That's actually how they said, let them touch the stove and then they will know. I don't allow my toddler to touch a hot stove for their safety, for his safety, right? I make the choice for him. No, try always to steer the kid away from the stove, put a barricade, put whatnot, what do they call it these days, baby-proof the home. You know, maybe God could have maybe stepped in and blocked the option, you know, especially when we were toddlers. I don't know how long, Mfundisi, we were in the garden for. Surely we were supposed to need some baby-proofing of the garden of some sort, you know, considering the gravity of consequences. Surely God can step in and say, no, mdanami, high lapo, or is it we don't listen? I don't know.
Indeed, you know, God is always there to show us, you know, he's a caring parent. By the way, that is his title before, you know, he's our father, you know, before being our God, you know. So even our earthly parents, they know the consequences. Sometimes they know what they themselves have gone through in life, because, you know, these choices affect even our future generations, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and we know the consequences of these choices that our young ones make. So sometimes we try, by all means, you know, to stop them from making those choices, because we know ourselves that these are detriment, or we have gone through those experiences, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think God always laid these things bare before us. You know, he shows us when you sleep around, you get infected, you know, with these diseases. Or when you sleep around, you get pregnant. You know, we know the consequences, but still, you know, the edge or the temptation of sin is greater.
Yeah.
Or we are so susceptible to it, you know.
And I think maybe just to throw it back at the listener who asked the question here, to say, I'm sure as a toddler who is not able to maybe make right and wrong choices for themselves, you might want to protect from things like the hot stove and stuff. But when they come into their adolescent age and they're still wanting to touch the stove, I don't think I always have known a parent who will say to the child, hey, don't do that, don't do that. When they see you approaching the stove with your hand, they will watch you and say, I want to see something. Carry on, you know, because surely you have been told, you've been warned, and you're of age to understand what are the consequences of what you're doing. Let me see you and let you do what you want to do and you'll pay the price. And the parent won't say, ah, Sodom Danami, I'm so sorry, you bent yourself. They were like, yeah, what were you doing? Come here, let me beat you now for what you've just done there. Mfundisi, let's talk about bad choices, right? It's okay to talk about our choices, but there's this thing that scripture brings across, and we hear it a couple of times, how God transfers this or punishes the children for the sins of the fathers to the third and the fourth generation. We pay for other people's sins. I mean, we were just talking about Adam and Eve in the garden. That's a punishment that we are bearing today for something that happened years ago before anyone were even conceived, not alone in the mind, right? How do bad choices of parents and Mfundisi affect us as people who are living? And I'm not speaking of that grave thing like the sin of Adam and Eve, but even something a bit more relevant to our day and age, you know, things such as, you know, my father was an alcoholic. Can we also then use those as excuses for our bad choices? Ah, my father was a womanizer, therefore, Nami, I don't have an option. It's in my blood. You know, can we do that kind of thing, Mfundisi?
Yeah. Thank you so much for that question. You know, and actually, it's very relevant, especially when we talk about choices. Earlier on Monday, I read Deuteronomy chapter 30. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 30. You know, there is verse 19 there. You know, which says, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live." You know, the choices that we are making today will surely affect our posterity. You know, it will affect our future generation. You know, so the choices that our parents or our forefathers made, surely they have an effect on us today. But there comes grace, you know, and, you know, God gives us an opportunity, you know, God gives us an opportunity as we grow, you know, it's the sin is in us, you know, we have other sins that we don't even know we can do, you know, that are inside us, but because of God's grace, you know, they cannot affect us, or maybe because we are very cognizant, you know, of it, and we are determined to make a choice, we can't do it. So even us today, we can determine to stop the curses or the generational curses in our families, or these inherited tendencies, you know, or bad habits. Just like, you know, when there was a time when I was preaching about when I was preaching about Matthew, genealogy of Jesus Christ, I wondered why the genealogy was in the Bible, until I realized, okay, the genealogy was in the Bible so that we also learn all those people in the genealogy had defects, but they did not affect Jesus. You know, their defects were not inherited by Jesus. Why? Because he made a choice, you know, to stop or not to do that. You know, he's called the Son of David, but nothing in David is in Christ. Why? You know, he's called the Son of Abraham, but there is nothing in him about the sins or inherited things about Abraham. So even us today, we can choose not to follow the path of our parents, you know. There are many people out there who cannot even change, you know, who cannot even repent from their, you know, churches. You know, they cannot repent from their, even if they realize that we are worshiping in a wrong way. They cannot come to worship in the right way because they are clinging to what their parents once practiced or once, you know, did.
But that's what the Bible says.
We have choices.
But the Bible says that, you know, when you read the scripture, the church of our forefathers, the God of our forefathers, and actually they laugh at Christians. They, you are calling Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you say my forefathers, and yours are Chaminuka, Tongogara, and Nehanda. Those are your forefathers. You don't mention them. You mention those from far away. Hey, Abraham, Isaac, my forefathers. And God is like, how, my daughter? When are you lost? Who are your forefathers, God? You know, and that's what people are trying to do, Mfunis. They're trying to belong, Agit. Maybe as we wrap it up, Pastor.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I want us to have that kind of a discussion. It's okay. Very interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But even though we go that far away because we want to go where it all started, you know, our Chaminuka fathers, we respect those, our ancestors. Definitely we respect them. But when it comes to religion, you know, rather we have the Bible, you know, we have the foundations. We go to where the foundations are. Though it's a discussion for some time, but in terms of choices, you know, we do good when we try to make our choices, you know, the choices that belong to us. What is good and what is right at this particular moment, what brings joy and happiness to you at this particular time?
Indeed. Funisi, maybe as we close it up, our time is far spent. I want us to look at the opposite of what we're discussing now. We're talking about the consequences of bad choices. And so maybe one of our listeners might think, you know what, I've got it. Here's the trick. I would just not make a choice. Then I don't know. I know for a fact I'm not going to make bad choices because I'm not choosing. Can that be a solution?
By not making a choice, you're making a choice, is it? So our everyday life is made up of choices. It's made up of experiences. So, you know, we make choices by not making choices. So rather, let's be determined to do good all the time, because that is the source of happiness. When you make a right choice, you have brought happiness in your life. But when you make a wrong choice, you are bringing darkness and gloom in your life, you know. So our everyday life is all about choices.
That's why they don't want to not make choices, I get it, so that they don't bring gloom and doom.
Hello?
I'm saying that's why they want to not make choices, so that they avoid bringing doom and gloom because of bad choices. But like you're saying, them not making a choice is making a choice, and you still find yourself in doom and gloom, right?
Yeah, you know, that's the mystery. That's the mystery of life. You know, that's the mystery of life. Once we are living, we are expected to live. And that's living. Making choices is living. We can only stop making choices unless we are dead, you know.
So true. Well, Mfunisi, we have to then leave it there. Thank you so much for taking us through the importance of navigating bad choices. They are a part of life. They happen, and they can actually be a foundation of beautiful things if you allow it. But in even broken crayons can still color, right? And so thank you so much for that, and especially for your testimony. We truly appreciate it. Thanks, you, Pastor.
Thank you so much, my brother Derek. May God bless you, and may God bless the listeners too.
Thanks, Pastor Manyepa. Pastor Manyepa, they're taking us through life, a sum of our choices. Choose, but choose life.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.